This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, a story about what you find when you try to get past the politics of this economy. Much has been made this election cycle about taxes on upper-income people in particular, and what raising those taxes would mean for small businesses. President Obama says people making more than $250,000 a year can afford to pay a little bit more. Governor Romney says that would hurt job creation, hiring by small businesses. But as often happens with electoral politics, when you start asking around, you find the answer isn't quite so clear, as Marketplace's Chrissy Clark explains.
Joe Felt has been a small business owner for most of his career.
I own a small construction company in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Employed 10 people a few years ago. Since the real estate crash, it's down to just Joe. Meanwhile, across the Mississippi River in Minneapolis, Joe has a friend, Sean Sheely, who owns a small business too. 4 employees in web design.
We build apps, websites, interactive installations.
In a lot of ways, Joe and Sean are a lot alike. Entrepreneurs, Twin Cities locals, even their hobbies.
This is Joe. Let me just put it this way. Neither of us are probably ever going to play golf. We are pretty aggressive and we like to play really hard.
Specifically, Sean explains,
riding motorcycles together, dirt biking.
So one day, recently, Sean called Joe asking if he was free that night to work on a motorcycle they're restoring together. Joe said,
that would be great, but there's only one problem. I'm going to be streaming the debate.
The presidential debate.
Knowing that this could be, you know, kind of an interesting situation.
Interesting because...
This is Sean. I'm certain I'll vote for Obama.
And Joe?
I will definitely not be voting for Obama.
That's right. Strange as it may seem, given how often small businesses are talked about this election cycle as if they're one monolithic block, not all small businesses or their owners are alike, even if they both ride dirt bikes. So to say your policies are going to be small business friendly, what does that really mean? Let's break it down a little, starting with taxes and Obama's proposal to raise them on incomes over 250K. Sean says he hopes he has a good enough year that a policy like that would actually affect him. He also says it would be an incentive to expand his business.
If you tell me that if I make more than $250,000 a year that I'm going to pay a higher tax, I'm more inclined to plow that money back into the business and hire people so that I can effectively have a lower tax rate.
And Sean says if he did get charged an extra $10,000 or so in taxes,
I don't see that hindering me hiring or changing the way that I would do business.
But what is that point?
Joe has to jump in here. He worries higher taxes could hinder small business owners, crush their entrepreneurial spirit.
The tax percentage goes to a certain point and people are going to say, it's no longer worth it. Why don't I just take the money that I have earned and just invest it in something a little more benign and go sit on my boat off of Key West and drink gin and tonics?
That's not the only thing that bugs Joe about tax hikes. Joe points to his wife. She's in the military. Recently, the government flew her to Wisconsin and put her up in a hotel for the weekend, all so she could attend a training session for 6 hours.
A 6-hour PowerPoint presentation. We're probably looking at somewhere around the $2,000 range to make this all happen. That's tax dollars that could have been spent other places.
That's why Joe's voting for Romney, he says, because as a businessman, he'll be inclined to cut that kind of waste. But now it's Sean's turn to jump in.
Well, but he's not proposing any cutting any waste. I mean, he's not talking about cuts at all. He's talking about spending more money.
Well, the perfect candidate is not running. Well, actually, there is no perfect candidate. I just think that the direction that he will head is more the direction I would like to see the country go.
The one thing Joe and Sean do agree on, both are actually kind of sick of all the attention small business owners like them are getting this fall. As Sean puts it,
it's the new kissing the baby. The conversations around small business, I feel, are pandering.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
And in a heated election year like this one, Joe and Sean say maybe it's safer to leave it at that and get back to their motorcycles.
We just decided to quit arguing, or I decided to go, so.
I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.